I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It seems Pakistan's blasphemy law is riding a teeter-totter when it comes to change. So is there hope? In a complicated way, yes. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
Many members of parliament have said we do need to change this. And they've kind of put it on the docket so that they can show the moderates in Pakistan that, yes, we want a more democratic, more transparent judiciary. We're going to clean up our laws. This is one of them. You know, we hear from the international community that this is one of the things they would like us to do. So they put it on the docket, but then they never really come up with a new bill to replace it, or here's a reform to amend it.
In fact, Pakistan's parliament is doing the same thing as the judge in Ahmed's blasphemy case, stalling. We'll share more on Ahmed's trial, the blasphemy law, and how you can help at our website. And this year alone, Wycliffe Associates has had 640 new requests to begin Bible translations. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith explains that local churches are growing more excited about their involvement in Bible translation. Locals are becoming more involved than ever with the work, and so Bible translation is thriving in spite of pressure from outside communities.
Interestingly, that doesn't prove to be a limiting factor in terms of the interest and the enthusiasm of the local believers in getting scripture into their area. In fact, it's almost the opposite. The more dangerous and insecure the arena, the more committed and enthusiastic the local people are, because they know that it's the only way to get light into a dark situation.
Ask God to provide the resources needed to reach each of these 640 languages and prayerfully consider partnering with them. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.